You can't take it with you anywhere. It serves a specific premise. You can call it, you can call in. It's been around for 100 years, but it's a little bit limited. So at some point, we developed something called a key system, and that's where people would order two or three or five lines, and you'd have a group of phones that kind of shared that pool of lines. The phone on the left is what we call a 1A2 set, and you may have seen those in movies and police stations and things like that, or maybe you've even used one. You know, you can select a line on the bottom, and you can handle multiple calls coming in, usually in a what they call a rollover group. So if a second person calls your main number, comes in on a new line, you can answer it. The system on the right, that's a NorthStar system, which is really popular in Canada, and it's kind of a newer version of the same thing. You've got a couple of phone lines. You can access any line on any phone. It's about all it does, but it does it fairly well, and there's hundreds of thousands of those installed, and they're good. Now we have wireless phones. You can take it with you, and that's been a really big boon for small companies, single operator people, because you can be out in the field on a job, people can reach you. Of course, now we've all got smartphones, so you can have email and data access on the same device. Because it follows you everywhere, it's not always a good thing, because you might be on a ladder and your phone goes off and you'd feel obligated to answer, and you got to deal with a customer, and maybe there's traffic in the background, or if you're like a lot of people and you've got, you know, now a Bluetooth headset and you're in your car, it can be good or it can be dangerous, but a very useful tool when you use it appropriately. How many people in this room have a cell phone bill that's $100 or more? Okay, so just about everybody. My cell phone bill is currently $25 a month, and this is because I hardly ever use it, and I have a pager as well. But when you call our company, you always get somebody. It just doesn't always come to me. So if you're a small operator and you still need that reachability, but there's a way you can divert those calls to not all come to your cell phone, you may be able to bring your cell phone bill down. There's a few other ways you can get around that, too, I'll talk about in a minute. So where we start getting into the new things that have come out is something called a virtual PBX. Now, Grasshopper's made this really popular. Ring Central is one you might have heard of. You see a lot of these ads on Google. Bell Canada has something called Single Number Reach, and that's also what we call a virtual PBX product. And this is where things start to get interesting, because you can have one phone number, people call in, but then they can have a menu system and then choose different options, different destinations. It can go to maybe it rings your cell phone and your home phone at the same time, or if you're working with a small group of people, you can have options for different people, or maybe it rings them all at once. Virtual PBX is a great place to start, but the limitation with the virtual PBX is it's not a real phone system. That's why it's a virtual PBX. It exists in the cloud, if you will. It's a software device that runs at the telephone company. There's not actually any real phones attached to it. It basically takes incoming calls, makes certain decisions with them, and then sends them back out to other phones. So you still need a cell phone, you still need regular phone lines or other devices to send these calls to. But they can be very useful, especially for small companies. Now, some of them, some of the better providers can even do things like voicemail to email, speech to text, where if someone leaves you a message, it'll send that message as an email either to your computer or a wireless device. So you can still get the message in real time, but you're not necessarily having to talk to the person. Some of them will even translate the voicemail into text, which is incredibly difficult to do, so it doesn't always work quite right, but some companies are now doing that. The next big step, and this is what our business does, is something called a hosted PBX. So this is a similar idea. It's you have numbers that your calls come into. The phone system isn't installed in your office. It exists, you know, in a data center or somewhere other than your office, but it actually has real phones. You can have phones on your desks. You can use wireless phones, and they connect back to the central system over the internet. So if you have an office, this eliminates the need for phone lines, for that NorthStar system and all those voicemail pieces. But you actually have a real working phone system. You can make calls out with it. People can call in. You can answer the phone. You can transfer calls between phones. But it also integrates with phones that are off-site. All these phones don't have to be in the same building. They can be at someone's house. They can be in different offices in different cities. And you can install an application on a wireless phone and make that an extension off the main system. And it doesn't use your cell phone minutes, by the way, if you do that. There's another option out there in the voice over IP world called SIP trunking. SIP trunking is very inexpensive. It's a way of replacing your phone lines with a voice over IP type service, it does require you to build and install a phone system. So if you've got some really technical people and they've got really good internet and backup power and a whole office, it can be a pretty good system, but you have to have some technical know-how or you hire somebody that does. But it's much cheaper than having analog lines and gives you a lot of the benefits, whereas a hosted system, you don't do any of the work. The provider does it all for you. So when you're looking at your business, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, which is better? Should I build a system? Should I just get some lines? Should we do hosted PBX? It's all about what does your business actually need? If you're a single person operator and you don't have any support staff, you know, maybe just sticking with the cell phone is the thing for now, but at some point, you know, you're going to grow and then you have to decide what you want to do. Do you have other staff? Are there people that can work from home or do you have an office? Do you have a third-party call center, like an answering service or something that can take calls for you? The biggest thing is to get people, get those calls not always going to your cell phone if it's not something that's an immediate real-time need. Now, the tricky thing is in this business is people usually want an answer right away. So you want to know, who else can I send those calls to? What have you got already? Have you got high-speed internet in your area? People, that's kind of, what are your resources there? And what will your customers do? We've had a few customers, actually one of them was in this business, where they had a little menu system because they were finding they were always getting calls, you know, people just wanted a quote, and again, they were on a ladder, or they were driving, and they really just, you know, only wanted to get the immediate need stuff. But they found that as soon as somebody got to a menu, if nobody picked up, they would just hang up the phone again because we could actually log all their calls. And so they ended up, you know, not getting half these people because they wouldn't even leave a message or choose an option. If your customer base is like that, then you really need to make sure you've got some way of getting a live person, whether that's, you know, somebody part-time or works from home or, you know, whether you hire like a third-party call center. If your customers have a good relationship with you and most of them you want to be reachable, but you know that they've already, you know, meant to contact you, you don't have to worry about getting every call right away, that having a menu system can be great as long as you make it simple, you know, give them some emergency options and non-emergency options, you know, and that can really save you a lot of trouble. But it really depends on your customer base, so you have to kind of know what they'll tolerate and what they won't and what they're looking for. When you design a menu, it's really important to understand what people want so you can put those options right at the beginning. And, you know, what's your office like? Do you have people that really can't learn a new phone? Do you have people that don't like to talk on the phone? Or do you have people at all? If you have an office with a number of, you know, like actual office space with desks, you can do analog lines, you can do some of the more traditional systems or a new system. If you don't have an office, and this is often the case when you get two and three people, do you have people that can work from home? And maybe you can build a system where you don't have an office yet, but you can have, you know, other partners or family members that can take some of those calls and be a part of your work environment, but not necessarily in a more traditional way. And, you know, what are your needs like? Do you spend some days in the office? Do you spend most of the time on the road? Or what mix in between? And does everybody need to reach you or just emergencies? And then if you're coming back, say, every day, you know, maybe as long as you're calling people back within an hour or two, that's good enough for them. So your schedule affects quite a bit which phone system will work for you and what won't. Fax is an interesting thing that comes up a lot. A lot of people are still attached to fax, although it is kind of an obsolete technology. It's hard to make it work well, but a lot of people are still using it. Fax to email is a great system. You can set up a fax to email service. So if someone sends you a fax, it will translate it to a PDF and send it to, you know, your computer or your BlackBerry, and then you can even get those faxes on the road. You can forward them to people. Saves all that paper, especially if you get junk faxes. And you can usually still use a fax machine with an adapter, or some services will even allow you to upload files and send them that way, or maybe a combination of the two. So you can continue to support fax, but sort of move away from it. A fax to email service is usually around $10 or $15 a month, whereas a dedicated fax line might be $50 or $60. So you can save a lot of money by doing this as well. So our company provides a hosted PBX system. That's the core of what we do. And where it's our customers that are in the pest control industry, where we've really seen it useful for them is they're able to have those people that work from home. They can call in. Someone can call their local number, their toll-free number. If there's somebody there, they get a person right away. They've got, you know, a desk and a little home office with a phone and a computer, and they can kind of take turns answering it. If there's nobody there, you can have it based on schedule, or if nobody picks it up after two rings, it'll then go out to their cell phone, and then they can pick it up and go from there. And you can sort of the different menu options. You can have after-hours emergencies. We've had some people set up a schedule or either based on schedule, or it sort of randomly picks one of two or three people to deliver the call to, so it can share the load across multiple people. Some of the features you can get on a hosted PBX system are some of those routing options. Voicemail, with voicemail to email, you can do conferencing. So if you've got two or three people in the field, you can get a customer on the phone and bring somebody in, you know, who's maybe on a cell phone even, and get a second opinion on things with the customer still on the line, and they can have a three-way call. Or you can do multi-party conferences where maybe you've got a lot of field staff and they can't all come in for a meeting, or you're spread out over a geographic area, and they can all call into the phone system. You can have 10 people in a conference, and that saves you having to actually get into one place. You don't have to book it. That's built into a lot of these types of systems. And with a good phone system, you have telephones that have a lot of features on them. Things like caller ID are sort of built in, but you might also have buttons that show the status of other people on the phone, you know, what they're doing. Are they on the phone or not? You can transfer calls directly to them, and even get things like, you know, adjust your schedules and see status of people right on the phone itself. Couple other useful things. Toll-free numbers are really inexpensive now, so if you've got a distributed geographic area, customers all over the place, a toll-free number can be nice. It makes it really easy for people to call you. But it's also now possible to get local phone numbers in cities other than where your phone service is. So if you've got specific customer bases and you want to appear like you're local in a certain town, you can get a local number for that city or for more than one city. So everyone can reach you on a local number, and you don't have to worry about them paying long distance. And you can use that in combination with the toll-free. It's kind of up to you. So that's our business. I'd like to hear from some of the folks on the floor about any specific telephone needs and, what problems are people facing? Do you have, big phone bills? Do you have people that can't get a hold of you? Or where things are at as far as that's concerned? Yeah, go ahead. Yes. Sorry, cell phones with GPS systems? As far as tracking and that kind of thing? Yes, there's some really neat packages out there. There's some commercial services that will, you can use a smartphone, or you can even use sort of a dedicated device that you might install in a vehicle. So if you want to have vehicle tracking, they use the cell phone network with a little GPS in them, and they usually give you a website where you can log in and see all your service people. Either whether you do the vehicle one or whether you do one based on a smartphone. So you get their location pretty much near real time. I've also seen some applications for smartphones like the iPhone that are more peer-to-peer. You pay a couple dollars for the app and you program everybody in. And you can go on your phone and see where everyone in your work group is on the map, and then you can message them. Really handy in a dispatch situation. So if you can have one person kind of in your home base, and maybe a customer calls in, say, I need somebody right away, you can look at your map and go, okay, this person's closest to you, I'm going to dispatch them. They're about 10 minutes away. So it can give you some great views into where people are. There's a lot of integration now with the smartphones, because you can have, you know, your office phone, your cell phone, your mapping, your email, all in the one device. So you can do a lot with those, especially when you've got a home base to kind of help you manage the data. Anybody else? Yeah, go ahead. Good question. BlackBerry versus iPhone. I'm going to say iPhone, but it really depends on what your needs are. The BlackBerry has always sort of been built for business, and a lot of people are attached to that sort of instant messaging system. But the BlackBerry is a little bit of a closed platform. You can only get stuff through RIM, whereas with something like an iPhone or an Android, there's a lot more available in terms of applications. And with the Android especially, it's not just the Android phone. There's 50 different phones that can all run the Android system. Whereas a BlackBerry, I think there's maybe 5 or 6 models at any given time. Not that there's anything wrong with the BlackBerry, but you tend to get locked into the applications a bit more. Yeah, like with either Android or iOS, you know, there's 15,000, 20,000 applications and people writing new ones every day. They're very open platforms for people to develop with, so you might have better luck finding a specific app, especially if it's something specific to your industry. There's a company with a booth just in here that I bumped into, and they've developed an application specifically for pest control management for field dispatch. You can schedule all your technicians with jobs, and they can have forms so that when they get on site, they check all that stuff. That was available for iPhone, and it was available for Android. I think they did come up with something for the BlackBerry, but a lot of that specific stuff might not be available for BlackBerry. Not to trash the BlackBerry, it's a great Canadian company, but they just aren't quite as open as the other platforms are. Speaking of wireless devices, I know everyone thinks pagers are archaic, but I am going to plug them for a little minute. I have a little pager with PageNet. Costs me about $12 a month. It's a two-way pager, so I can send and receive emails. I can receive text messages. The whole thing takes a AA battery that lasts me about a month. And again, very inexpensive. Where it's been great for us is I used to carry the cell phone, and I used to have it set up where you'd hit zero to reach myself. It was an emergency. Well, I ended up getting everyone saying it was an emergency. You know, they'd forgotten their voicemail password or something like that. What we've since done on our phone system is if it's after hours and you hit emergency, the menu asks you a couple of basic questions. Is your phone broken? You know, is it something else technical or is it just really important? And what's a good number to reach you? So the key in those things comes to my pager within probably about 2 minutes. And now I've got enough information. It tells me which customer it is because it looks that up out of our database. And some of those basic questions they answered. So now if I'm on the highway, I can go, okay, well, you know, they'll live for 15 minutes while I get to my destination and pull over. Or no, I got to stop and get the laptop out because this is a big deal. And every technician in our company has one. So whoever's on call, we just flip the little toggle in our website and it sends those messages to the right person. So instead of, you know, like a $75, $80 a month BlackBerry, we've got $12 pagers and it works just as well for us and it's actually a bit safer. So not to be totally written off. Go ahead. Magic Jack, that's a good question. Magic Jack is, just to take a step back. In the voice over IP world, it's like saying, you know, there's a lot of ranges there. A voice over IP just means that someone is sending a phone call over the internet. So you can have a really complicated, really expensive system or a really basic system. Magic Jack is at the really inexpensive, you get what you pay for kind of end. It is really inexpensive. One of the tricky things with Magic Jack is it plugs into your computer. So it's dependent on your computer to not be bogged down, to be fast. It doesn't have some of the quality of service mechanisms that a specific telephone system might have. And from what I know of Magic Jack, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you can't necessarily get local numbers in every town. It might just be major centers, or maybe, I don't even know if you can get Canadian numbers. Is that still the case? Okay. Can you get... Okay, so they have, they're better than they used to be. So that's about $10 a month, which isn't bad. You can't get something for nothing. Phone service costs something, but it should be a lot less than a Bell line used to cost. So you've got Magic Jack on the low end, very inexpensive. You plug it into your computer or you plug it into your router. They're not going to come to your house and fix it if it breaks. But again, it's only, you know, 10 some dollars a month. So... usually Magic Jack might be good for something like inexpensive long-distance calls or a secondary line. Do you want to run your business on it? I don't know that I would, but you know your results may vary. At the other end, there are providers that do voice over IP either on their own network where they'll actually run the connection into your building, or you get more of a managed service where they'll come to your business, install the phones, make sure your router is set up properly. There's a lot that has to be done right to make voice over IP work. And what gets people the most is if you're on the phone and as soon as you send an email, the other person says, oh, you're breaking up, I can't hear you. It's really important that your router has a priority mechanism so that that little bit of voice data gets through right away and doesn't get lost when you're sending other things out your internet connection. So whatever you do, you either want to make sure you've got someone that knows how to set that up or the company will do it for you. But with any type of voice over IP system, that has to be done. If you did that, Magic Jack would probably work okay. Thank you very much.
On behalf of the association, we'd just like to give Tim a little thank you for coming out and speaking on behalf of Spamil. And Direct Line, we happen to be a customer of Tim's, and the system is pretty solid. The nice thing about it is there's lots of different options. You can do lots of different things. People still like to fax. Trust me, they like to fax. And I like to see them at night if I'm sitting on the couch so I can pull it up on my BlackBerry and read everything I want to read. Or if I want to talk to Sandy, because I know she has the system, I'm in Burlington. She's north of the city. I just dial her extension, 5252. She picks up the phone. She already knows it's me. No, because Daniel's there.
5252.
I have no idea what his extension is, and I don't want to know. Anyway, so listen, he does a great job. When we call, if we've got a problem, he's on it big time. But the best thing to do is call Tim if you've got any specific questions about your system, because he can tailor make anything for your needs, no problem.
And okay. If in the off chance ours isn't the right system for you, yeah, we'll find someone who is.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks again.
Thank you, John.
Okay, great. Okay, we don't want to talk